Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I was thinking about a friend of mine who I have never met, but we've been kind of like pen pals for a while. And what I've noticed is that she is never happy. And she's a little younger than I am. And so her life is a little different than mine, but we both have issues with our vision. And so I'm always trying to think of ways to encourage her and support her in being happy. And it dawned on me that she's just used to not having joy in her life. And I think that there are many people out there who just don't ever really feel joyful. And so as I thought about that, it made me think about the times that I occasionally get a little melancholy, and I catch myself and I realize that I need to do something a little different to feel better about my day and to just find the joy that I know always lives in us. And so as I was thinking of this, it made me think about other people that I've met who have the ability to find joy, but they still don't look at the bright side of life. And so it's different when you have vision issues that prevent you from seeing a lot of the visual things that often bring us joy. And I'm not talking about monetary things, but I'm thinking of just the ability to see the blue sky or to see a waterfall, to touch a flower and to know the color and to be able to feel the sides of it and to see how it has curves and how the stems grow and to be able to trace it with your eyes and see how it actually grows from the earth. Those are the things that I'm thinking of that give us pleasure each day that we just don't stop and think about. But when you don't have that ability, and in some cases you were not born with that ability, you have no idea what people are talking about when they're trying to show you or describe to you the things that they're able to see. And so it really requires you to have a different type of spirit and to be more willing to think about the goodness that's inside of you, even if you can't see what's outside of you. And so, you know, as I talk to her, and sometimes it's just mostly a text, and I think of her, she really enjoys video games, which is something I haven't really enjoyed since I was younger, and probably because I really value the ability to use my eyes now, and I save it for what I must use my eyes for. I can't take the risk of using my eyes for that kind of a joyful or play, and then when I need them, they don't work as well as I want them to. So I reserve the games for other people who have better vision, more time, and that's their joy. You know, for me, you give me a good book, I'm good. I lay down, I listen to it, and I can, you know, put my focus on the characters and I can see it come to life. But I thought about it, and I thought about, you know, I really have made this something I want to do, and that is find a way to bring joy into her life. So when I was thinking of that, I thought, just in case there is anyone out there listening who is not having a joyful day or occasionally gets a little melancholy or blue, I would also share these few tips with you. And the first thing that I think about is when you wake up in the morning from a good night's sleep, or even if you wake up in the afternoon from a nap, to just try smiling and say, oh, thank God I am alive. And just think of that as just the best gift that you ever can receive, the breath of life. My second thought is, when you see a picture of a happy memory or someone that you love, try smiling and being happy and just grateful for that moment and those memories that you were able to create and that person being in your life, because you know that that person loves you just like you love them. And the third thing I thought about is, if you're able to get out and you see someone as you go about your day, just try to share a genuine smile, nod your head, and say, have a good day. And realize that even though you are doing that so that you can be positive, that even just those few little words can help someone else's day too. And more than likely, 9 times out of 10, they're going to smile back at you. And so, you know, just those few interactions, you know, give you the ability to find gratitude in your life. I love it when I recall a beautiful moment or a memory, or I find a picture of someone that I love, or, you know, I actually have some that I save on my iPad. So when I'm, you know, not feeling my best, I can go and look at my favorites. And, you know, there are some pictures I can't find anymore, but I can remember them in my mind from when I was a teenager, and I just smile at that memory. And so what I want to do is encourage you not to sit in any sad moments, to try to get up and to try to bring some joy into your life. You know, I know that there's going to be things that happen that will sit on your spirit and will make you, you know, a little more contemplative about what you're going through. But I want to also remind you that your life is a blessing. And even if you can't see that right now, right? Or even if you have other moments when you can't see that, realize that you are a blessing. Understand that and know that, you know, when people see you, whether they say it or not, just your presence often brings smiles for the ones that you love. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are today, have a beautiful day. If you're listening to this at night, think of something calming before you go to sleep. And if you're listening and it's lunchtime, just be thankful that you have a job, you know, you have a home, you have whatever it is that you need so that you could take this lunchtime break right now and hear my words. So I'm going to wish you well. All right, until we talk again, be joyful. Goodbye.